Whoa.
What is it, Prince Woodrich?
Do you see it? Right there? Vivi, quickly, go towards that sparkle in the snow.
I believe it's the amulet, your lordship.
Which could only mean...
Prince, we need to continue looking for her. Not to waste time with this silliness. The king is counting on us.
Oh dear, it's her.
Is she expired?
I detect a heartbeat.
We're not too late then.
I'll go ahead and let the rest of the search party know.
Dobler, be certain they get our healers gathered in the town square.
Yes, your lordship.
Can you free her from the snowdrift?
No, I need your help. Perhaps a spell to help me melt away the ice.
Is it really the amulet belonging to Miss Glacialia?
It must be. Look at the way it glows in the pitch black.
Oh, I do hope she is all right.
Her face feels soft and delicate to my face, but very, very frozen. Vivi, you must fly on ahead and warn them she is clinging to life. I will do all I can from here, and soon carry her to the castle by horseback.
Yes, your majesty.
There. Vivi, post haste.
Understood.
That's it. Open your eyes. You'll be okay. We finally found you. You had us all worried for a bit. You are Miss Glacialia, right? Hailing from the western side of this world? For 4 days, my kingdom has been scouring the countryside, searching. Oh dear, you're shaking. Here, let me take my fur off and cover you with it. The fresh snow that fell this morning didn't help the circumstances, but I'm here now. You look confused. I'm Prince Woodrich from the royal family at Ganea Wiladi. I led the search for you after learning of you disappearing earlier. My townspeople have lots of questions to ask. Rumor is you went in search of a mysterious creature who could restore your casting abilities. But who could have predicted this situation? Oh no, don't close your eyes. You must stay awake while I bring you back into town. You'll have to ride with me, in my arms, on my horse. But I don't think we ought to move you yet. You're still much too weak. Perhaps I should hold you like a proper caretaker would, with my arms around you to make you warm. You're chilled right through to the bone, aren't you? You can trust me. I will warm you up, but you may need to resort to more drastic measures. First, let me cover us up with this grizzly bear pelt. That's better. I'll rub your arms and breathe my warm breath against your chest, melting the snow I couldn't brush away. It's made your clothes all damp, hasn't it? Well, we must take those off at once. Can't risk you getting sick, can we? Shh, no. I insist you mustn't move. Let me take care of it for you. You will be an obedient girl for me, right? Good. I promise to bring you back from the edges of danger. Can't you feel it in my embrace? You look absolutely stunning. Now then, I must say, we need to ensure your extremities get their feeling back, so give me your hands. I'll lie right on top of you and press your legs between mine. Your hands are getting nice and warm. We need to take this warmth and put it inside of you to make it radiate from within and spread out so that you begin to feel restored. My saliva can help speed up the process. Can you see it making your fingers glow like that? I have a bit of magic inside me as well. There, Miss Glacelia. With a bit of it slick on your fingers. Let me guide your hand down between your legs. I need both of my hands free to cover your breasts and balance my body over you. But I'll tell you exactly what you need to do. First, I want you to gently caress the outside of your lips while I kiss your neck, breathing tenderly up your cheeks. Stretch your index and middle finger along the outside, parting your legs a bit. Sending the warmth from your palm between your chilled skin. I'm here to make sure you're all better. You mustn't be afraid of my touch. You're safe with me. Ah, yes. I can feel how delicate you're being with yourself. You must take your time. Not rush things. Your body needs to gradually return to its normal temperature. Not too fast, okay? Be a good girl. And I'll continue to warm you up with my kisses. Making your skin glow warmly. Pressing them down your shoulders and across your clavicle. Now then, are you ready to see if your clitoris awaits your attention? Slowly move your fingers upwards towards the front of your mound while I kiss down your breasts, blowing hot streams of air down the curves of your body. And once you find the edge of your clit, turn your fingertip forward, pressing into the smooth skin. It's still wet with my saliva, making you glow below your waist, helping radiate the much needed warmth. You may wish to continue playing, but I implore you to go slow. We cannot risk your heart overheating. But I do feel your arousal. With your nipples getting harder in my mouth, and with your legs getting quite squirmy, I definitely feel you getting warmer. I know it must seem odd, but this really will work. Can you feel my fingertips gliding down the sides of your ribs? Sending my toasty fingers through your goosebump skin. My dear, sweet Glacelia. You may stroke your clit as smoothly and as gently as my hands roam down and back up your body. There, that's it. Finger ever so slowly against the tip, against your clit. I shall send soft kisses down between your breasts. My mouth waters the delicate soft skin. And I kiss your wrist in gratitude for following my every instruction, for caressing yourself exactly as I would. But for now, I shall watch you touch yourself. No doubt you can feel how big I've gotten for you. Perhaps once we get back to my town and after you've been nursed fully back to health, I can show you the depths of my romantic side. And we can touch each other tenderly. A roaring fire blazing by the bedside. But now, you need to maintain your gentle, slow stroke against your clit for me. While I move my hands down to your thigh. Rubbing them while I nuzzle your ears from the side, whispering slowly, Miss Glacialia. Are you starting to feel the heat returning from within? That's a good girl. Very good girl. Do it faster for me, will you? Press your fingers into your clit while I watch your entire body glow. My kisses on your skin, the heat trapped within. I'm finally going to kiss your lips now, alright? And with this kiss, I'm sending my warmth against your lips and your tongue. I want you to feel it all. Feel my lips pressing against yours and slide your fingers inside of you as I do so. Smoothly, with each and every slow kiss on your lips, our sweet breaths mixing within our mouths. Will you obey me, my sweet darling?